It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, reports from our broadcast partners on the chaos that is happening around our world is a situation which may be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. For example, we talked with Ken Timmerman in Washington, D.C. We talked with Ken about the Russian fingerprints on the airliner shot down over the Ukraine. No world leader has stepped to the podium to take charge of this worldwide chaos, and world leaders are blaming Israel for the conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. We talked with David Dolan. He had a Middle East news update for us. We talked about why Prime Minister Netanyahu ordered the invasion of the Gaza Strip. Jim Jr. had an interview with Kenny Curran, our Israeli tour guide, and he gave us some great insight of an Israeli who's living near to the Gaza Strip. Dr. Rob Congdon gave us our European Union update. We talked about the European Union reaction to the Gaza Strip fighting and the downed airliner. The European Union summit failed, by the way, to elect the council leaders. That's the 28 member states and their leadership. David James and I had an interesting conversation about why Christians are blaming Israel for the Gaza war there in the Middle East. Now, these reports are available if you'd like to re-listen to them or tell a friend about these reports. They need to eavesdrop on these conversations. They can do that by going to our website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. These reports reveal the chaos going on in our world, and it seems like the entire world is coming apart. There is chaos from one end of the world to the other. For example, in Israel, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is intensifying. Hamas says that only an armed struggle can bring them their desired goal, and that is the destruction of the Jewish state of Israel. These Gaza actions by the Israeli Defense Force caused the world to attack the Jewish state. There's a great PR move that's going on among Hamas as they're trying to say to the world, look at mean old Israel and what they're doing to us innocent Palestinians. Another crisis over the Ukraine, an airliner, commercial airliner, was shot down. It was a terroristic attack, and if Russia is responsible, what does this mean to the Ukrainian-Russian conflict, but what does it mean for Vladimir Putin as well? How will this affect the Ukraine and the Russian conflict? At the same time, ISIS, that Islamic terror organization, is taking action in Syria and Israel. There has been a caliphate set up, and al-Baghdadi has become the caliph of this caliphate. The weak Iraqi leadership is causing chaos in that part of the world, and the insurgency in Iraq is also going on without even ISIS being involved. Well, I could go on and on, but these events are enough evidence of the worldwide chaos that is happening. Let me take a moment to talk about these worldwide events. In Bible prophecy, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is a major end-time scenario that can be focused on in the Word of God. It started some 4,000 years ago in Genesis chapter 25 when there were two boys, Jacob and Esau, in the womb of their mother. God told Rebekah, their mother, they would become two nations and they would struggle forever. Malachi chapter 1 says that the Edomites, the descendants of Esau, they will return, rebuild, but the Lord says, I will tear down what you rebuild, and I'll call your borders the borders of wickedness. The ancient prophet Ezekiel chapter 35 says that these Edomites from Mount Seir will kill the Jewish people and then take their land from them. And the little book of Obadiah says that these Palestinians will control the Temple Mount before they are removed from the world scene as if they had never been. The airliner being downed by ground-to-air missiles seems to have the fingerprints of Russia on it. We're not sure exactly what the end result is going to reveal, but the Ukraine is in the middle between the European Union and Russia, and both of these entities, European Union and Russia, want control of the Ukraine. You know, the European Union has a vested right because the old Roman Empire, Daniel chapter 7, was a part of the European Union. Russia says that when Magog went to the area geographically known as Russia, Ezekiel 38 and Daniel chapter 10 and verse 5, the Ukraine was a part of then Russia. All the players in the last days have been mentioned in what I've just talked about. And the Syrian-Iraqi border is the center of a caliphate. This is the Islamic eschatology, nations to align themselves in the last days when they will form a coalition to go against the Jewish state of Israel. However, let me remind you that modern-day Iraq is mentioned as biblical Babylon in the book of Revelation chapter 18. In the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, Babylon will come to power. The Antichrist will headquarter there in Babylon, the literal city of Babylon, where they will set up an economic, political, governmental world system that will control all of humankind. That's the book of Revelation, chapter 18. And in fact, the last thing that Jesus does before he comes back to the Mount of Olives, Zechariah 14:4, the Mount of Olives there in Jerusalem, he will destroy biblical Babylon, modern-day Iraq. That's found in Revelation chapter 19, verses 10, 17, and 19, where it says that Jesus the Messiah destroys biblical Babylon in 1 hour. Well, I've just simply talked about several crisis points that are prevalent in our world today and a part of an end-time scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy. Let me just rehearse for you one more time the special events happening in our world that are indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The crisis over the Ukraine with a commercial airliner being shot out of the air. The invasion by the Israeli Defense Force into the Gaza Strip with that Palestinian-Israeli conflict continuing and intensifying, and the situation in Iraq where they have set up a worldwide caliphate. All of these events are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. But let me quickly remind you, there's something that must happen before the fulfillment of all of these prophecies, and that's the rapture of the church. And that rapture actually could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us again next week for more of Prophecy Today.